Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to talk about the point that you can't take back words. Now, often we say things out of anger. And sometimes we have the opportunity to apologize, but there are times when we don't get that opportunity. We've been talking about the massacre in Fort Lauderdale last week. And what if a relative of one of those Fort Lauderdale victims said something that they regretted just before their loved one left for the airport? You may not get that opportunity to make it right. It's also important to acknowledge that just because you apologize, that doesn't erase the situation. People just lash out sometimes. They lose their temper, they get angry, and they go off on people. And you typically will go off on the people that are closest to you. And you see constantly, you know, there's resentment that gets built up from this. An apology is not an eraser. When you say something hurtful to someone, you create a wound. And while that injury may heal, the scar is still there. It doesn't ever go away. My wife says something to me all the time, and she says it. She says the same thing. You cannot take back words. So choose your words carefully. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Because otherwise you can get yourself in so much trouble, and it's just not worth it. And why create that resentment? I mean, I've been in relationships myself where people have said something to me that I never got past. And it ultimately led to the end of that relationship. So think before you speak. Don't just say exactly what's on your mind, because there will come a time where you may resent that. Yeah, there's certain things that make sense and you go unfiltered. But there's other things, if you know they're hurtful, you can't take those things back. So one of the things we all need to do is to control our temper. Because if you get control of your temper, then you can usually prevent these things from happening. Usually when you say something that's very hurtful, you're angry and you're trying to get back at somebody. So think about it. Take time to calm down. And don't react immediately. Right? Sit there, deal with it, let it go for a while, and give it an hour. Give it 2 hours. And if you delay your response, chances are you're not going to react out of anger, and you're not going to say something hurtful, and you're not going to get yourself into the situation that we're talking about. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, send the link. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on links to either iTunes or Stitcher, and they can jump on the daily podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator, where we can conclude our discussion on what we've been talking about all week. But for today, I just want you to think about the fact that you can't take your words back. Choose your words very carefully. Don't say anything. Don't react out of anger. Wait till you calm down to make that reaction.